pray in Jesus' name you're ready for the daily devotional.
Worship Radio 247.
David's Daily Devotional.
It is so good to be able to do this devotional each and every day. And we're looking right now at Psalm 103, and we're looking at verse 12. Now, we looked at verse 11 yesterday when it said this: "For his unfailing love toward those who fear him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth." Right now, we're looking at verse 12, and this is what verse 12 says. And this is as awesome as you can imagine. "He has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. He has removed our sins as far from us as east is from the west." Let me tell you, if you look at the globe, if you look at north, south, east, and west, something that comes to my mind immediately is this. If you go north, you'll eventually arrive at south. I'll say that again. If you go north, you'll eventually arrive at south. If you go east, you will always, always keep going east. You'll never go west. I'll say that again. If you go east, you will never meet west. You will continue to go east. Now, that is the amazing fact of life. And I believe that is why David has said these words. He has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. And didn't say as far from us as the north is to the south. Already we're seeing that the Lord God Almighty has removed our sins from us as far from the east is from the west. And that to me is quite amazing. It's because of his redemptive power. It's because of the blood of Jesus that this is happening in our lives now. You see, if you look back right at the beginning of the Bible, in Leviticus, around there, you're going to see that all of these sins were never completely forgiven. They were covered. The sins were covered, and the priests of Levi had to, how can I put this? There were all sorts of different offerings that you had to make. Thank offerings, wave offerings, praise offerings. I don't want to go into that because it's very complicated right at this moment. But what I am saying now is because of the blood of Jesus Christ, our sins are gone. When we ask for our sins to be forgiven, they are gone. The Bible tells us clearly here, they are gone as far as the east is from the west. That is remarkable, beloved. Why does God do that? Because he had to. He had no choice. The Bible tells us also that the wages of sin is death. I've said this a few times. And if it hadn't been for Jesus, that would still be the case. Every time you sinned, you would be dying. And actually, if you ask for forgiveness, your sins would be covered. They would never be forgotten. They would be covered over. Now, your sin has gone from you as far as the east is from the west. That is if you require it, and that is if you have asked for forgiveness. I wanted to ask you this as well. How short an account do you keep in your life? How often do you say to the Lord, "I am so sorry for what I've done"? Does that happen daily, hourly, minutely? Weekly? Monthly? What sort of an account do you keep? I like to think that I keep a very, very short account of what I'm doing in my life. You see, I sin. I am a sinner. Paul says in his letters, he says this quite clearly. We all sin and we all fall short. All of us. Every single one of us. There is not one that doesn't sin. How does God regard sin? I believe God regards sin as sin. That sounds a bit of a funny thing to say, doesn't it? But if you take someone like Hitler, who who committed 6 million murders. He murdered 6 million Jews during the war, the Second World War. And then you look at me, and now and again I've got some pride in me. Which sin is worse? In human eyes, beloved, in human eyes, we see that Hitler's sin is worse than my sin of pride. Do you see where I'm going with this? But in God's eyes, God sees sin as sin. He says the wages of sin is death. So if I commit the sin of pride, I die, just as Hitler does for killing 6 million Jews. I die still without the redemptive blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And that is why it's so important for us as people, as human beings, as Christians, to keep a short account of the sin that we have and that we have in our lives. Because, you see, once it's gone, it is totally gone. I love that picture of a courtroom and God being the judge and Jesus being my advocate. He's my lawyer. And what does he do? He stands there beside me as I'm in the dock and I am being judged on that final day. And God says, on this day you did such and such. And Jesus says, no, that's been forgiven. And that was forgiven by my blood. So you can't bring that one up. And what does God say? He says, okay, that's fine. But I don't want to be on the judgment seat. I do not want to be in the dock, beloved, and have the Lord say to me, what about that sin you committed on such and such a day? And Jesus stands back and says, I'm sorry, but I don't know about that one. In the sense, that hasn't been taken care of by my blood. You're on your own there. I never want that to happen. And I get that picture very, very vividly. So therefore, I try to keep a short account of all that's going on in my life. I try to make sure that all of my sin is dealt with at the cross. I try to make sure that all of my sin has been removed as far from us, from far from me, as the east is from the west. I'll tell you what I want to do right now. If you would like me to, I want to pray a prayer. And I want to say to the Lord that you and I, us together, we're going to pray this corporately, that the Lord would forgive us of all our sin. And you need to want to do this too. You need to make this your desire, that any sin that is in you right now needs to go now in Jesus' name, whilst we're on this program together, corporately. How do you feel about that? Let's do that. Just repeat these words after me, then you are saying the prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry for the sin in my life. I ask you now to forgive me. Wash me clean by the blood of your Son, Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, so much.